Goldfields revealed today that its Granny Smith gold mine in Western Australia is set to install one of the world's largest renewable energy microgrids. It's powered by more than 20,000 solar panels and backed up by a 2 megawatt, 1 megawatt battery system. I've got Goldfield spokesperson Sven Lunch on the line. Evening, Sven. This is obviously very topical from a South African perspective. Eskom remains a key risk in terms of security of supply for miners. It's been a big talking point here at the mining Indaba. So I think operators are going to be watching your experience in Western Australia with keen interest, and we know that that region has had some of its own power concerns. Just contextualise what led to this decision to go the microgrid route.
A couple of things. Thanks, Michael. We've looked at renewable at all our operations, and at the moment we have actually quite a few renewables under study at our operations in South Africa, in Ghana, and in Australia. Australia is the most feasible. For one, it's become, I think it is quite modern in terms of the use of solars and battery system. I think it's one of the world leaders in that market. Secondly, we have a lot of the contractors we work with in this field operating in Australia. They don't necessarily operate here, or they don't necessarily operate in Ghana, although they're willing to work there with us, but they don't have a presence like they do in Australia. Obviously, the cost of renewables is coming down significantly. We are seeing that all over the world, and solar is now certainly on a price competitiveness with many of the other more carbon-based energy solutions that we use. In Australia, we've always been 100% on gas. We have been for some time. And obviously gas is, first of all, a low carbon emission energy form, so it has a far more reduced solar impact, energy impact than more conventional carbon energy forms. And Agrico has been the provider for us at Granny Smith for our gas power station there. So they're running our gas system, so for them to integrate renewables into their system is a fairly easy step to do. When we looked at them, when we worked together on the proposals, renewables make sense. The climate in the Western Australian outback is obviously, we have a lot of sunshine there, also occasional storms, but mostly there's a lot of sunshine, so it makes a lot of sense for many, many aspects, economic, climate and the operating environment in which we're in.
Yeah, and we know the Western Australian government has certainly opened up its grid. It's expecting just under 1 gigawatts of new large-scale renewable energy projects, a supportive environment from that perspective. Perhaps some might look at this from an outsider's perspective and be quite surprised that South Africa doesn't have a similar kind of environment, considering how successful our own renewable energy independent power producer program has been. It's held up as a model. I know there have been the much publicized and talked about delays of bid window 4.5, and that hopefully seems to be behind us now. There does seem to be a particular expertise and desire to lead a renewables charge in South Africa. What would you say are some of the constraints, though, that would single Western Australia out as being perhaps slightly ahead of South Africa at this stage?
I think there is the issue of financial stability and risk. The systems we use, and I think most mines use, they ask a contractor, in our case Agrico at Granny Smith, to build, to operate, to design, to build and to operate the system. That means they have to put up the risk capital. They get the money back through the tariff they charge us. And it's guaranteed tariff, so it's low risk. So yeah. Australia obviously is a very, very favorable and a pretty risk-free environment for these companies to build and to invest whatever the $20 million, $30 million that are required to build a plant like this. In South Africa, you may know, we've been trying to get a 40-megawatt solar system off the ground for some time at our South Deep mine. And only one of the issues is the fact that it's the funding for our IPP partner to build the plant attracts a higher risk rating in this country. So that makes it more difficult for them to attract funding, or more costly for them to attract funding. That is obviously one of the issues. Second is the requirement to have a generation license that has to be approved by NERSA and has to often be linked through the Eskom system. We would like a standalone plant that supplies only us and with none of the difficult regulatory requirements that go with it. But at the moment, that's not possible. Our regulation doesn't allow it. the IPP system in South Africa is actually flourishing, and credit to the government for enabling renewables through supported and subsidized tariff structures. But if you want to have a plant that provides direct and only to a dedicated project, it is a lot more difficult to do so. So that is another obstacle apart from the funding one. We're so confident we'll get our 40 meg plant in South Africa off the ground. The other issue, and I think that's an issue worldwide, is storage. A lot of the renewables rely on during the day, whereas peak power needs are often in the afternoon or early morning in some cases. When solar isn't that effective, so you need battery storage to facilitate that. We have that at Granny Smith. The battery storage systems seem to be more developed in Western Australia. Not next, but certainly we found Agrico provided the combined solution, which made it attractive for us.
Well, Sven, thanks for taking the time to share some of those reasons and to share some insights into some practical on-the-ground issues that are still perhaps holding back the further development of our really successful independent power producer program. Let's hope we can unconstrain and unshackle some of those regulatory constraints that do hamper us at this stage, and we can follow in the footsteps of the very progressive Western Australian government. That's all the time we have for, I'm afraid. Take care.
Thank you, Michael.